Okay, it's Thursday, May 30th, 5:52 a.m. So I just came back from our walk with Angel, all previously known as Chaos. I guess we could say also known as Chaos. You know, she's a good dog. I mean, she loves people. She's not vicious to people or anything like that, but she wants to really kill little animals. She knows she's not supposed to. Other dogs, she's like the Tasmanian devil, wants to get to them. I don't know what she would do when she got to them, though. She'd probably just bark or whatever. But anyway, let's see. So let me recap here. So I had surgery on the 1st. I'm feeling pretty close to normal. There's still a little bit of a... Yeah. See, even if I touch the incision, it doesn't really bother me. But there's still like little... Just like the open heart surgery, that just rubbing against that, it's like there's like a numbness pain type of thing, you know, on the skin. Same with the area down there where they had an incision. Let's see. I'm gonna wait till Monday, this coming Monday, and then start walking normally like I used to. Walk 50 minutes an hour. Right now I'm walking about half that, maybe a little less than half that. What else here? Okay, so I'm part of the a show up at, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this, and I know I did, that MONCA, Museum of Northern California Art in Chico. I haven't seen the exhibition yet that's put up. They've been posting on Instagram. They've been posting little short videos, and I can see where they have my paintings placed, and the other paintings that are in there too. My sister and I are gonna take a trip up there. She's gonna drive, and she wants to buy me lunch while we're up there. So we're gonna go on the 20th of June. The show lasts until the 7th of July, which is a Saturday, I think, and the following Thursday I'm gonna go back and pick up the paintings. Let's see what else. The membership medley, I entered that. I have my little landscape that I finished, and that'll be in there, so I have something to at least enter because of their size restrictions. And I had this paper mounted, ready to paint. And so I started that yesterday. Right now it's gonna be the three dogs, Gubbio, Pia, and my friend's dog, Trixie. We'll see how that ends up. Basically, all I did yesterday was just cover the paper. When you're staring at it, it's just bright white paper. You know, so you want to just get something on there and get a feel for it, for the scale. I don't know about sanding paper, this paper. I don't think I'd really want to do that much. It'd be interesting to see what happens, though. It'd have to be some really fine sandpaper, not like the stuff I use on the plywood panels. What else we got going here? Okay, so the garden. I had a really nice jalapeno pepper plant growing. And Angel, also known as Chaos, knows she's not supposed to be in that garden. The regular garden. The old garden, she can. She knows she can go out in there. But anyway, so I was working on the strawberries, and lo and behold, she was right next to me. I said, "Hey!" Oh, that made us awake. I yelled at her a little bit. I said, "Get out of here." So she turned around right away, you know, knowing that she wasn't supposed to be in there, and went sprinting for the fence that she jumped over. In the process, she just snapped that jalapeno plant right off at the root. And it's like, oh man. And it's growing beautifully too. So a couple of days after that, I had to go buy another one, and I bought another pepper plant along with it. But yeah, they're still growing. Nothing will happen with them until sometime in July, I think. I got a lot of volunteer tomato plants coming up all over the place. I don't know why. I went ahead and planted some honeydew melon, and I planted cantaloupe. The cantaloupe came up but then died. The honeydew melon, I had to plant twice. I planted it and nothing came up for 3 weeks. You know, I said, okay, let me plant the rest of these seeds. I planted the seeds again, and lo and behold, they came up for some reason. I don't know why the other ones didn't come up, but those came up. So they just started. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. The cucumbers are doing beautifully. One of the tomato plants is just really just taken off. It's the Mr. Stripey variety. So we'll see how that produces for us. And the other ones are nice and healthy looking, so we're doing good with those. What else I got going? I grew some, I planted some baby bok choy, and those sprouted. So at one point I'll have to thin them out. What else we got going? That's pretty much it. I think it's going to be a warm day today. Warm is going to be. Oh. I wanted to. Let's see. The air quality is good. Let's see. Today is going to be a high of 93. Hi. 93. It's going to be hot. 96 tomorrow. Boy, 98 on Tuesday, 102 on Wednesday. Well, looks like I have to get the shade cloth out. I wasn't expecting it to do it this soon. But I guess I should, just to make sure that the tomato plants don't get all burnt out of shape. The other plants on the other end of the garden will be okay. They're all hot weather plants, so they should just start sprouting like crazy. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what happened with direct seed planting this year. Like, I planted corn, and I spaced them out, and a bunch of the corn didn't come up, so I just went ahead and planted the rest of the seeds out of the packet, and some of those did not come up, but some other areas they came up, so I don't know what the problem is with that with this year. So, gardener problems. But anyway, so since it's going to be hot today, let me get going. I'm going to go out and get some stuff done. Let Angel run around and chase the early squirrels that think they're going to get something. And that's it, I guess. So let me call it a wrap and talk to you some other time. Talk to you probably next month. Okay. Take care.